familiar with these little toys? Lynn Green's nodding. I knew you would be. How many of these does Griffin have? These particular two are not Matchbox. I know the folks in the back of the room, they're like, what are you holding up? A yellow car and a red truck, and they are Transformers. Since 1987, the toys, the cartoons, the movies have been part of childhood vernacular. They are so named because they transform. They change from cars and trucks and even airplanes into humanoid robots. I have to remember how this one comes apart. Oh, there we go. There, you see? He's now a robot. I'm gonna set him right there. Whoop. But I gotta get his legs straight so he'll stand up. Balance is everything. Okay. They are called, this one's Bumblebee. I have him upside down. If you look carefully, you can see Bumblebee inside the car, even though he's a car. You can see him before he transforms. They are Autobots, these two. They are the good guys of the Transformer universe who work together to battle the bad guys and protect the Earth and its humans. Even these fictional artificial intelligences understand that we are more together than we are by ourselves. They come in all different colors, shapes, and sizes, and in the animated world, they possess different skills and abilities. That concept that we are more together than we are by ourselves is the purpose for this transformation the Apostle Paul speaks of in Romans chapter 12. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you will be able to know and to do God's will. Paul says that transformation will move us from thinking only of ourselves and put us in a God-centered frame of mind. We will see ourselves as members of a larger body, each with different gifts to share that support the community. We will be enabled to work together and support and encourage one another in ways that echo the sacrificial love Jesus taught and exemplified. Give generously, show mercy cheerfully, love sincerely, honor others above yourselves, be joyful in hope, be patient in affliction, be faithful in prayer, share with those in need, practice hospitality, bless those who persecute you, live in harmony with one another, do not be proud or conceited or vengeful, and overcome evil with good. But all those good works begin by being transformed by the renewing of your mind, says the apostle. I asked Bill Schaefer, who many of you know teaches transcendental meditation, if that phrase sounded TM-ish to him. This is what he responded to me. We can give evidence of how TM renews or transforms the mind. Brainwave studies have shown that even with new meditators, the brain becomes highly organized, and the prefrontal cortex, the CEO of the brain, becomes tremendously enlivened. With continued practice, more of that brainwave coherence sticks with one, even in activity. TM provides deep rest to the body while organizing the brain, and higher states of consciousness is the ultimate result. But we try to focus on one's need, and often that stress release, which TM is very good at providing, TM definitely transforms from the inside out. And we do talk in terms of spontaneous right action in accordance with all the laws of nature. To be transformed by the renewing of your mind is definitely inside-out language. And interestingly, when you look at these little transformers, even in their car and truck stage, you see them. You see Bumblebee or Optimus Prime or whoever you have in your hand. What's on the inside is revealed after they change, like the inside-out renewal the apostle speaks of, which makes us more loving on the inside in order to be more loving in the world. And love is a verb. And as a verb, it has to have an object. We cannot simply say that we love. We love something. We love someone. Love happens in community. Perhaps you are familiar with the term Ubuntu. Ubuntu is a word from the Bantu language spoken in South Africa, and different African languages apply different words to this same concept. Liberian peace activist Lema Gbawe defines Ubuntu this way: I am what I am because of who we all are. At Nelson Mandela's memorial, then US President Barack Obama spoke about Ubuntu, saying the word captures Mandela's greatest gift, his recognition that we are all bound together in ways that are invisible to the eye, that there is a oneness to humanity, that we achieve ourselves by sharing ourselves with others and caring for those around us. Mandela not only embodied Ubuntu, he taught millions to find that truth within themselves. I am what I am because of who we are speaks of community and mutuality. This letter of Paul's is directed to a fledgling church composed mostly of non-Jewish converts, that is to say, people who were raised outside the faith. And they were in this early church alongside some who were raised in Judaism, like Jesus and Paul had been. While those of a Jewish background would be familiar with the tenets of hospitality and generosity and kindness and mercy, those might have been less commonly practiced and embraced by those who were new to the faith. And their location might make a life of deep compassion and gracious love challenging for a new Christian, because this particular faith community resides in Rome. Paul is writing about community and mutuality and being transformed by God's love from the inside out in a sacrificial sort of way to a church that sits at the political center of the Roman Empire, the same church that crucified Jesus, God's messenger of love and mercy and grace. Jesus, who preached, if someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if someone wants to sue you and take your tunic, let him have your cloak as well. If someone forces you to go with him 1 mile, go with him too. Give to the one who asks of you, and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you. Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Jesus' message, Paul's message, is one of community and mutuality. It is countercultural. It is sacrificial. It changes us from the inside out. It maybe even transformed the Roman Empire from the inside out. It is Ubuntu. Shola Richards is a motivational speaker and founder of the Go Together Project, who applies the practice of Ubuntu to his work, his life, and his leadership. In his TED Talk, yes, you can look him up on YouTube, Richards says Ubuntu, the concept of I am because we are, refers to the power of our shared humanity and is rooted in kindness and compassion and interconnectedness. It's apparent in how you show up to work, in how you treat your neighbors, in how you live every day of your life. When there's an emergency, he points out, there are those who rush in to preserve our shared humanity. And nobody in that moment pauses to ask, are you a Republican or a Democrat? Or what is your view on same-sex marriage? I am because we are means that we stand up for our fellow humans. And when we do, Richard says, we never stand alone. These admonitions of Paul's to the church in Rome speak to our hearts too. Because like the church in Rome, we may find it challenging to love those around us. We may struggle to show kindness to others when we don't receive it ourselves. We may resist forgiving those who've hurt us. We may resent those in need and misunderstand those whose viewpoints we do not share. It is at those moments we most need to seek transformation by the renewing of our minds, because it is those instances that drive the biggest wedge in our relationship with God, and those moments most jeopardize the sense of ubuntu we are meant to foster in our community. To be transformed, to have our minds renewed, our faith strengthened, our hearts opened, is a choice. To embrace I am because we are is a choice. One that makes all the difference in the world, because it makes all the difference in us. Imagine what the world could be if each of us embraced Ubuntu and gave ourselves to this inside out transformation of love. Amen.